Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
Fresh graduates might indeed be in for a rocky start to their careers as a result of the economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. As a start, you'll need to come to terms with some inevitable realities. Lower your salary expectations, but be prepared to do more. With the right mindset, you can supercharge your career even in a tough economy. According to Jamie Lim, group business leader of executive search firm People Search Singapore, employers should seriously consider hiring fresh graduates, as they generally have the potential to add value to organizations in spite of their lack of experience.
I believe that they understand what it takes to be employed now in a crisis, to put in more hours, to really be resilient, and they should be given an opportunity to do that. And because they are young and they don't have any precedent or any history of much of an employment, they would be very willing to try new things, to take on more, to see how far they can go. And we can see that the crisis has taught us a lot, being more technology savvy. And these are the bunch of people, the fresh grads, that will have no problem to get on technology and to get things done. And it is an opportune time.
Employers should consider government initiatives such as the Job Support and SG United traineeship schemes to help defray salary costs and to offer reasonable packages. While salary packages are likely to be lower at this time, Jamie advises employers to be fair to those they hire and intend to retain beyond the crisis. If an employee proves to be resilient, helps you weather this storm, and comes up with ideas for growth, they should be rewarded once the economy recovers.
Take care of their sustainability and growth beyond, which is very important, because if they've proven themselves so well, it'll be a pity if we lose them because of salary.
In order to make an impression, fresh graduates, like any other employee, need to be willing to do more and not just adhere strictly to their defined job scope. However, what if the employer takes advantage of the situation to make unrealistic demands?
It is important to continuously have an open discussion. It is important to have transparency and trust until otherwise proven. At any point of time, if a fresh grad is uncomfortable, I think it's okay to voice out. But we need to keep a balance between getting an opportunity and not being taken advantage of. As a fresh grad, we should always be willing to do more, but not to do so much until we can't cope with a very much reduction in our salary. But that willingness and that openness to do more should already be in our mindset, and be prepared to take that.
Ultimately, there needs to be a great deal of mutual understanding to benefit both employers and employees.
I think it's still okay to share how we feel, but just have a good reminder at the back to say that we need to be as factual as we can. And we also need to empathize the employer why they're doing this. So do give them a chance to explain and to share the rationale behind these actions that they have taken. And if you can accept that, fine, you know, then continue. If you can't, then perhaps give a viable solution or alternative rather than make it sound like it's a complaining session. I think it's important to meet in between and to have a mutual concession and mutual benefiting relationship as much as we can.
Jamie Lim, group business leader of executive search firm People Search Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.